What would you do relative to health care reform to ensure this kind of model survives and or is replicated across the nation?
Mr. Johnson, we'll begin with you on this.
First of all, I visited Gundersen Lutheran. It is a model, and it's a model operating within a free market system. So certainly from my standpoint, I am absolutely for the repeal of this health care bill. It is a
repeal, not restructure.
Replace and then repeal. I mean, we can write the replacement legislation so we can show the American people, voters of Wisconsin, what the replacement is going to look like. But this was such a costly, expensive, complex overreach. We simply did not have to write a 2,600-page bill with already another 4,000 pages of regulation being written to address the issues in health care. And they basically come under two headings, cost and accessibility. And if you think about what representations were made by this administration, and Senator Feingold again provided the deciding vote for this bill, they said because this bill passes, every family will realize a $2,500 savings per year. In fact, the Congressional Budget Office has now issued a study. It'll cost $2,100 per family. And, of course, families are already starting to see their premiums increase. The other guarantee that was made is if you like your health care, if you like your plan, you can keep it. Well, their own agencies have also issued a study saying that 51% will not be grandfathered in. And we are watching right now corporations getting waivers or else they're going to be dropping coverage. So there are going to be far more people losing their plans they like, being put in the government exchanges, and that is going to be government-run health care. It would be totally controlled by the federal government. It's not a 50-state solution. It will be totally controlled by the federal government. We didn't need to do that.
We started in La Crosse. We went a little further on that. Let me have you address the question.
I've never seen a larger gap between questions and what's said in response in any debate I've ever been in my entire life. La Crosse understands this issue. I'm astonished to hear that Mr. Johnson toured there because he obviously wasn't paying attention. I was there several times at Gundersen Lutheran and Mayo. You know what they told me? We want you to pass that health care bill. Not only was I the deciding vote for the health care bill, I was one of the principal players in making sure the very recommendations that La Crosse has pioneered on value-based purchasing, which means instead of the same procedure being ordered for everybody as a profit center for a hospital, they came up with a better idea. Mr. Johnson could not possibly have read the health care bill. I did. And in the health care bill is some of the most meaningful reforms in this area that many people believe will be the foundation of why the health care bill is going to save tons of money. His answer is about everything but the fact that the bill does exactly what La Crosse has shown the leadership in, and they are ecstatic that we passed the bill.
Well, let's go back to La Crosse and hear from them because they want to follow up here. Scott, go ahead, please.
Okay, just a follow-up question. You talked about the repeal and replace sequence. Would the replacement be in effect before the existing act is repealed so that the replacement could kick in as quickly as possible with the repeal of the other one, or would the one be repealed and then we wait another 40 years for the replacement?
That's a process question.
It's a fair question. Yeah. First of all, I wasn't hearing anybody ecstatic over Gundersen Lutheran about this health care bill. But in terms of just the practicality of this, President Obama is in office until 2012. Doubt that we're going to change his mind. I don't think he would sign a repeal. So if one of these houses of Congress changes into the Republican hands, my recommendation would be that House should actually write the replacement legislation. And we would actually start doing things that would bend the cost curve down. Why wasn't tort reform included in this bill? That saves $200 to $300 billion a year minimum. The healthcare providers I talk to around the state, the doctors, they think that is an underestimate in terms of the cost. But you know, why don't people have the freedom to purchase insurance across state lines? That opens up competition.
Are there good parts to the healthcare reform proposal?
It is so complex. You say read it, you can't read it. It's not being done written yet. We've got
like the pre-existing coverage.
Well, sure, and those things can be done. You know. And I think you understand the story about my daughter.
Right.
Her heart is backwards. You know, I will make sure that we have, you know, protections for people with pre-existing conditions so they can maintain and obtain coverage. But again, we could have actually done some common sense individual bills to address these problems that actually would have bent the cost curve down, start containing costs. I'm a big supporter of health savings accounts. Mitch Daniels in Indiana saving $28 million a year because their public sector employees are choosing the health savings accounts. So there are many different ways of doing this, but you didn't have to write a 2,600-page bill with additional 4,000 bills right now, or pages right now being written, and that's just the beginning.
How would you do this? His question, you know, how does this process work?
How would I repeal it?
I'm
not gonna, and I'll tell you what.
You've been there for a while.
Yes,
you know how this works.
I know exactly how it works, and I was proud to vote for the bill. Mike, he says the top issues are jobs and cutting spending. The last thing we should do is repeal the health care bill and start all over. Anybody really believe after we fought for decades to make sure that we would not have people being hurt because they have pre-existing conditions that it's some piece of cake to just pass that? We'll be in a ball again like we were the last couple of years trying to pass this bill. We won't get to the main issues, which is jobs for people in Wisconsin and cutting spending. So this is a formula for absolute quagmire. And he has said that is going to be his first priority. My first priority is jobs and cutting spending. I don't want to get into that mess. We need to move forward with this legislation.
If you want to cut spending, the last thing you should do is be for this health care bill. It will add trillions of dollars over the next couple decades. Trillions, about $675 billion in the first decade and a couple trillion in the second decade.
Then why does the Congressional Budget Office say specifically that it will save $143 billion in the first 10 years and over a trillion in the second 10 years? That's the official estimate, and I think it's only reasonable to say that that's more likely than not.
I think they've already revised that, and they are forced to use the assumption the administration gives them. That's why.
We're going to agree to disagree, I think, on this point.